Chapter 3. Around the time Miss Stamp had first been twittering at Amy's, Jack Troutbeck had woken up in an unaccustomed state of befuddlement. Instead of hurling herself out of bed to attack the day, she opened her eyes slowly, but since she was in pitch darkness, that didn't help. She could remember getting into her car in London to drive to Cambridge, and then an arm coming from behind her with something that smelled sweet. "Bloody hell," she said to herself. "Chloroform. How quaint." Sitting up, she flailed around looking for a lamp or a light switch. Finding neither, she threw back her head and bellowed, "Where the hell am I? Someone put on the light." Someone obliged almost immediately, and neon lighting flooded the room. A few seconds later it went off again, then on again, giving the Baroness no time to see anything except that she was in a small, plain room. After a couple of minutes of flickering, she shouted irritably, "Stop doing that, for Christ's sake!"
"First, say please,"
ordered a disembodied, guttural voice. The Baroness started. "Who and where the hell are you?" The lights continued to flicker. "I said stop doing that," she yelled.
"I say you first say please, Lady Troutbeck."
"So you did. Please stop doing that, whoever you are." The light stopped flickering.
"You're thanking me?"
"That's pushing it," she snarled.
"You're thanking me, or light go on off again? In homage."
"In what?"
"Homage. Martin Creed."
"Martin bloody Creed? Turner Prize?" the Baroness groaned. "I remember. He won with the lights going on and off, didn't he? Now would you..."